Hi, it's Mark, and you're going to dig this. You've been hearing me mention WarfighterTobacco.com on air. See, Warfighter Tobacco Company is dedicated to warfighters, America, and cigars. And now they're here on Armed American Radio, dedicated to you, 100% veteran-owned. Warfighting is tough work, and throughout history, at the end of the mission, when a member goes down or it's time to celebrate victory, the warfighter has done so with a great cigar in hand. It's in that spirit that Warfighter Tobacco Company was born. Premium, and I mean premium, long-filler, hand made Nicaraguan and Dominican cigars, the finest made, along with accessories including cutters and Pelican case humidors, lighters, apparel, premium coffee, and much, much more. For a limited time, Warfighter Tobacco is giving Armed American Radio listeners 10% off with the promo code AAR on checkout. These vets support us, we support them. That's the way it's supposed to work. Visit warfightertobacco.com, grab a few cigars and accessories, enter promo code AAR for an additional 10% off, and unleash the warfighter in you.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Inside these Crossbreed Holster Studios, how the heck are you today? This is the beginning of your week, not the end of your week. No, we are just getting ready to take off and have some fun today and begin another 6 days of broadcasting the truth about the right to keep and bear arms to you, and it all begins here on the Armed American Radio Monster Cast. This is my favorite 3 hours of every single week, is this block right here. I love it. You affiliates are going to notice a big uptick in sound audio quality here with a number of upgrades to the Armed American Radio studios. So that's all a beautiful thing. I think you'll enjoy that. We've got a huge lineup today for you. Let me give you the breakdown of who's going to be here. Mr. Dick Heller, Heller VDC, he's on the line right now holding. We'll get to him in just a second. We've got one segment with him, so we're going to move quick. Following Dick Heller, the great Rob Pincus will be here, my co-author on Lessons from Unarmed America. He's got a couple books out we want to talk about, and we want to talk about a self-defense shooting witness that's kind of making some rounds on the Internet. Whether you saw it or don't, doesn't make any difference. It's still great fodder for discussion as lawfully armed Americans. Austin Allgaier will be here from Mantis X in the final segment of this hour. We're going to talk about that amazing training device that he's got that I am a huge fan of. I have one, and the thing is absolutely wonderful. I mean, both on the range, live fire, dry fire, the thing is absolutely outstanding. We want you to hear about it. And then AWR Hawkins will be here in hour two from Breitbart News, and that will be followed by George the Mad Ogre Hill for a solid hour, a private roundtable with the Mad Ogre Hill. Two quick stories that I wanted to tell you about this week. We'll talk about it later in the program, but a couple things that I enjoyed covering over the previous week was Dick's Sporting Goods falling on some hard times. I actually like that, so I hate to see any company fall on bad times. But when you've got a company whose CEO is talking about how he understands his decisions are going to hurt the bottom line and sales, that doesn't fly with the CEO's mission and shareholders and his goal of making as much money as possible. And I'm talking about Dick's Sporting Goods bailing on the Second Amendment and gun owners across the country. It was one of the worst business decisions I've ever seen. But I also had gone over how many of the companies that we're aware of, firearms, because the firearms industry is a trend. They're responding to this stuff. And I'm going to talk with you a little bit about Sturm Ruger and something I read last week. That's one of my favorite stories. Also, their stockholder meeting, Sturm Ruger. We'll go all there and a whole bunch of other places. We've got happy ending stories for you. We've got a grilling while armed recipe that's going to blow your mind. Let's go to Dick Heller in Washington, D.C. Dick Heller, of course, Heller versus D.C. How you doing, Dick? Great to have you here.
Hello, great Mark Walters. Let's see, how much of my time did I just lose on that now? want to talk about the Heller 10 celebration, the Satano versus Massachusetts decision where Alito made what's called a supplemental decision, affirming the original decision, but it didn't go far enough, and the NRA and hog hunting in Texas this week, and I'm out of breath.
That's why we're going to move quick, and if I have to, I'll hold you over for a couple minutes in the next break as we set the program up today. Let's start with where you wanted to go. Go for it. Keeping in mind, we have about till the 17th, so 17 after, so we've got about another 7 minutes. Go ahead.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, first of all, the Heller 10th anniversary, Heller10.com, Heller T-E-N, Heller10.com, on the 26th of June, will be on the steps of the Supreme Court at noontime, and Ted Cruz and Emily Gets Her Gun and others will be speaking there, and then we have a banquet in the evening. And Ted Cruz will be the featured guest, and Emily Gets Her Gun will be speaking again. And we have others, but that's all I can take for that.
Well, let me run through it quick for you, because you got Miller, you got Thomas Massie, Congressman Massie, Senator Cruz will be there, Attorney General Edwin Meese, Senator Albert Lee Guillory. There's a lot there, and that's going to be a huge event. Can you believe it's been 10 years? Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Continue
on. Well, the other thing I think that is just phenomenal, Alito wrote a concurring decision. Let me write that down. Concur, because I forget that word. Decision, because the decision put together by the eight justices, 8-0 it was, in favor of Satano owning a stun gun, Alito said that doesn't go far enough. And here's the statement that I am really hanging my hat on and spreading the word on, and that is, he said, any weapon used for the purpose of self-defense cannot be unconstitutional. So they sent that case back to the Massachusetts Supreme Court, and they turned its decision around. Now, it doesn't carry much more weight than dicta, which is just idle conversation in the court, but it tells you the mindset of one of our justices. And I think we'll have more like that also, if we can get a couple of more Scalia Gorsuch type confirmed, then I think we can feel comfortable in bringing any further Second Amendment cases to the court. You know, we've had four that were denied cert because they couldn't get four justices to agree to take a Second Amendment case.
Now, Dick, let me stop you there for a second, because that's concerning to all of us. I'm glad you mentioned that. I won't name the individual cases, but suffice to say, the left is hanging their hat on that, and you've got this false claim that the Supreme Court is upholding something by their refusal to take a case, and that's not the case at all. That's a play on words, and that's semantics, and we both know it, okay? Simply because the court didn't take a case doesn't mean that they're upholding anything. They didn't rule to uphold on anything, which is what would have to happen. But in these particular times, it's frustrating for me, beginning going back to the Peruta case in California, Dick, as you know, that the Supreme Court isn't taking any. The left is hanging their head on. Four different appellate courts have found that the Second Amendment does not protect assault rifles. Now, we all know that we need one of these cases. Are you optimistic that the Supreme Court is going to get in here and do their jobs and fix this problem and shut these people down?
You're asking my opinion?
I am asking your opinion.
I'm a little concerned because there are a couple of cases in Hawaii now, Young versus Hawaii, it's on YouTube video. The attorneys are Alan Alexander Beck, and Steve Stambolia. Mm-hmm. Beck is from San Diego. Stambolia is from both of them took the Third and Fifth Circuit machine gun cases to court, and Stambolia is in Louisiana. And what's interesting, how much time do we have left? It's really an important but intricate description of what's going on.
You got a couple minutes, and we'll hold you over for the break, too, for just a few minutes and cut into Pincus this time.
So
go ahead.
Don't forget Heller10.com. And what happened in the Peruta case, the judge that wrote the pro concealed carry case in Peruta actually won Let's see, that was en banc, 3-0 in
3-0, correct.
Korea, and then en banc overruled them. And what happened is in the Young versus Hawaii case, zero concealed carries have been issued to citizens.
Right.
And it's the same, it's three conservative judges on the Hawaii panel, Ninth Circuit, and O'Scanlan is one of them. And what a lawyer Beck said was that if he writes an impressive and convincing enough argument, then maybe en banc, which is an automatic application from Hawaii, will not consider an en banc hearing. Now, what worries me is it might be a little too early to take that to the Supreme Court, because if it's rejected, that's a whole lot of resources that have been wasted on a very good, on a perfect case.
Well, so we've I'd seen a lot of that lately. You know, going we won again in Washington D.C. Dick, we've got 30 seconds. I'm going to hold you over for the break, and I'm going to have to do it because just time is so, we just run out of it all the time. We never have enough. We can go 2 hours. I'm going to hold you back, hold you over for another 3 minutes because I want to cover that, and I want to get your opinion on NRA, and I want to ask you point blank your thoughts on what's happening after Parkland. So stick with me through the break. Dick Heller, Heller versus D.C. This
Dude
is the man
Heller.
Whose name you know from that landmark case that the left is now twisting, convoluting it to try to turn it into an anti-gun case. It's unbelievable what the left gets away with in this country. Why? Because they have the media behind them. When we come back, we will continue the conversation, and we will also welcome Rob Pincus here. Don't go away.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The self-defense shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA self-defense shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
You hear that? That's Carl training. Carl's doing dry fire practice. Training that all-important trigger finger. Dry fire practice? Yeah, you've tried that once. It was boring as... How can Carl stand this? But Carl doesn't just stand it. Carl loves it. Carl uses a Mantis X sensor to track muzzle movement and see exactly what he's doing, right or wrong, for every single shot right there on his phone. Carl's no dummy. He knows that having instant feedback is the best way to train, and Mantis X is the only system to provide real-time feedback for both live and dry practice. So when Carl is at the range, even at 100 yards, he's still hitting the gong. Get one at MantisX.com with the code AAR for free shipping. Train smarter.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
You never know when disaster may strike or an emergency will happen. Be prepared at home or on the road with a survival kit. Our quality survival kits are made in the USA and arrive in a durable backpack, duffel bag, or wheel bag. We offer many options that will provide you and your family with emergency food, supplies, and equipment when you need it most. Order online at survivalkitandgear.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Back inside these Crossbreed Holster studios with you. How the heck are you? Okay, we are going to move quickly. Going to go back to Dick Heller briefly for about another 4 minutes, 3 to 4 minutes before we move to Mr. Pincus. We've got a lot of ground to cover, and we got to do it quick. Mr. Dick Heller, welcome back to the program. Thanks for staying over with us. Let me go take you now to, I've got two topics I need to cover with you in a short span of time. Number one, your thoughts on the National Rifle Association meeting, which you just attended and got back from after leaving the meeting and then doing some fun hog hunting, just like A.W.R. Hawkins. What were your thoughts on the meeting?
My first reaction was that Wayne LaPierre gave the most magnificent speech of his life, and he is in there forever in my mind. He represents us and tells it like it is.
So you felt good about what you heard from the National Rifle Association. You also felt good, I'm going to assume, what you heard from Pence and from Trump and from Cox and everybody else.
What was interesting is Wayne took us back through his history from a long time ago, and the message hasn't changed, and the communist gun grabbers have not changed. They're just getting more vocal now and more aggressive.
They're getting more press, and this is a good way to segue into my final question for you before we have to let you go. And I want to tell you, listener, that we're going to be bringing Mr. Heller back. We're going to bring him back in for a solid hour on an upcoming broadcast, hopefully next week, if we can swing that for sure. Dick, this question here is, a lot of people don't like to answer this question, but I really couldn't care less. I'll tell you why, because it has to be answered.
Oh, I'm after ready Parkland, for Parkland.
Oh, I'm sure you are. That's why I know I can go here with you, because I know you well enough. But I want to know your thoughts on a handful of teenage anti-gun media darlings, okay, and the absolute hatred being shown, law-abiding fellow Americans from this group, and the media coverage that they're getting that is so intense now. Give us an overall opinion from Dick Heller.
Well, you know, if you were a student or had children as students in Parkland, and after that horrific event, they have an absolute reason to be in pain and agony and enraged and reacting. But what they should be doing is they're never going to have an Australian gun meltdown. And what they should be doing is funneling their rage on the government that failed them maybe as much as 50 times to protect them when they had ample warnings, like maybe 50 times.
Yeah.
And the conservative answer is there's a reason the Constitution says 16-year-olds cannot be president.
I'm going to leave it at that, because your answer, I think, was spot on. And we, when we have another segment or two together, we can dig into it a little bit deeper. But there is more breaking news out of Sun Sentinel down in Florida is breaking some news today about the utter failure that occurred down there and the Promise program and everything else. And to see that come from the Sun Sentinel is quite telling. Dick Heller, Washington, D.C., thank you very much. A patriot, a living, breathing patriot. Thank you for everything you do. Looking for, we'll talk later this week and get you scheduled for next week. Let's quickly move over. You betcha. Let's quickly move over to Rob Pincus, my partner in crime in a lot of areas. Rob, how you doing?
Great, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, man. Thanks for hanging in there with us. We got backed up by about 4 minutes. Got a lot of stuff to cover with Mr. Heller. We can just never get it all in at one time. Let's start with you on a self-defense issue before we go to the book in the next segment, okay? I'm talking about the video. Now, this is making rounds on some social media, cognizant of the fact that on 250-plus radio stations, you may not know what we're talking about here, so I'm going to play some theater of the mind with you. Rob, you want to describe what happened on the video, and let's take it down to its bare basics for armed Americans.
Sure, and you know, people can probably find this maybe during the next commercial break and take a look at it. It's posted at my Facebook page. It's all over the place. It's this video of an off-duty police officer, female off-duty police officer in Brazil. And, I mean, from the moment I woke up this morning, I started seeing it posted and talked about, and generally celebrated as a good guy's wins kind of moment. And you and I both love to celebrate those good guys wins and good girls, in this case, win moments. But we also wrote a book together called Lessons from Unarmed America. You wrote a book with Kathy Jackson called Lessons from Armed America, where there's some Monday morning quarterback, and there's lessons we can all learn from these things. And this in particular, there's so many mistakes made, even before we knew this woman was an off-duty cop, in the immediate aftermath. And what I always lament is the rush to grab onto any positive gun story or positive defensive gun use and say, look, see, this is awesome. Well, it's great that she acted, and of course the fact that she's an off-duty police officer in a very violent part of the world probably explains some of why she acted so quickly and how she was so ready to act, which is great. Anybody can be in that condition, of course, if they're trained and practiced and paying attention. She acted, she stopped the threat, but from there it just goes downhill. She makes, you know, mistake after mistake in terms of what we would teach someone who's responsibly armed to do in the immediate aftermath. And as we say, and as many instructors say, you know, so often, it's a lot more than just carrying a gun. It's a lot more even than just shooting a gun and being able to hit a target. You got to think ahead of time about what you're going to do should you need to use your firearm in defense. And once, you know, when the world sort of found out that this woman was an off-duty police officer, and once I found that out, some of her actions made more sense in terms of, you know, trying to secure the gun and trying to, you know, going up and rolling the bad guy over, that kind of stuff.
Let me for the benefit of you, listener, let me explain what we're talking about here. This was captured on surveillance camera outside on a busy street somewhere in Brazil. You see traffic moving by, and you see a crowd kind of mulling around onto the bottom right of the screen, men, women. And then you see a guy come in from the left side of the screen and pull a firearm and point it at the crowd. And when you're not, you got to kind of pay attention to it a little bit, but all of a sudden you see a young woman draw and fire about three quick shots in rapid succession, putting the individual down on the ground. He releases the gun, holds his hands up at his head like he's going to be shot because she's pointing her firearm at him. When she then moves in front of a car that's backing up, she gets behind it, and then she kicks the gun out of the way. And, Rob, I got to tell you, when she walked around him and then began kicking him, it became obvious to me at that moment, the first time I saw the video, she's law enforcement. I could tell by the way she reacted on the back end of it that she was, if she wasn't, she was very foolish for doing what she did. But to me, it said, okay, she's going in there with gusto. I had an idea she was law enforcement. Did you also pick that up?
Yeah, it really started with the way she secured the bad guy's gun. You know, she didn't just kick it away from him. She kicked it away from him and then picked it up and shoved it into her waistband, which is obviously incredibly unsafe. And the way she does it, it looks like her finger's still on the trigger. She's not paying attention to him. She gets far too close to him. There's a whole bunch of technical errors. But it did have this rehearsed look, this planned look to it. And then certainly when she stands over the guy after rolling him over. It was really the rolling him over was the next thing we saw. And I even, the first comment I made, I think I said, you know, it looks like bad law enforcement technique, not someone interested in their personal defense or defending people they care about.
Yeah, it was interesting to watch. And I'm going to have to go back and watch that again because I did not see, I missed that part about her tucking the gun in the waistband. I want to go back and look. If in fact, and I'm not doubting you, you saw it, you know it's there. Boy, that's a terrible idea with a firearm. One, that she's unfamiliar with. Number two, right there in the street, that was not a smart move. We'll continue the discussion when we come back with Rob Pincus. So we're going to talk about his new book. He's got a book out with the USTCA I think you're going to enjoy. Back with Rob Pincus right after this. Don't go away. Armed American Radio listener, I've got an amazing opportunity for you to win an expensive new gun, but you have to act fast. The USCCA is giving my lucky listeners, that's you, five chances to win $1,000 to buy an expensive new Kimber Micro with extra ammo to go with it. It's their mission to train, protect, and ensure responsibly armed Americans just like you and just like me. And as a strong supporter of the Second Amendment, I'm also a proud member of the USCCA. You know that. I'm member number 32. Plus, they love giving away free guns. It's as simple as that. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to lock in your five free chances to win right now. That's it, and it's completely free. Don't miss your chance to win $1,000 for your very own Kimber and all the ammo you need. These are some of the finest handguns out there, and they include laser grips, but they are gone on the 25th, so you have to hurry, or you're going to miss out. Simply go to armedandresponsible.com right now for your five chances to win. You can enter in seconds. It's 100% free, but ends soon. Head over to armedandresponsible.com to enter before it's too late. That's armedandresponsible.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
For the finest in firearms training, check out Boondocks Firearms Training Academy. Visit boondocksfta.com for a full list of courses. Use promo code AAR when you book your training and save 10%. Welcome back to the program. Boondocks. Gotta love that. Super Talk Mississippi stations. That's where Boondocks is in Mississippi, and we're working on doing some defensive instruction out there with them. I will keep you posted. I don't have the dates yet, but I will. Check them out. Boondocks. Use that promo code AAR. And remember this. It's nearly the end of the line. I've been talking about this for a few weeks, okay? But you've only got a few days left to make your dreams come true. I'm talking about the USCCA giving five of you, Armed American Radio listeners, $1,000 to buy that Kimber with the extra ammo. Five of you will take home $1,000 to buy one of the finest handguns in the world. It's completely free. Chances to win end next Friday. So we're getting specific on this. Okay? There will be no guns after that, so this is the last chance. ArmedandResponsible.com. Instantly lock in your five chances to win. It's that simple. You can enter in seconds. It's 100% free. I've been telling you about it for weeks. You're almost out of time. USCCA draws those five winners on Friday next week. So get your name on the winners list. I got an email just a couple days ago from someone who won one of the Gun a Day giveaways. If I have time, I'll read it. If not, I'll do it on the daytime show, but it was a fun email to get. ArmedandResponsible.com. Let's get back over to Mr. Rob Pincus because I've only got this segment with him before we have to move on again to Mantis X. Austin Allgaier is going to be here. Rob, we've got about 10 minutes here in this segment, so let's move through this from a training standpoint quick. I think it's important before we go on to your book, let's take this defensive situation. Let's say she's not an off-duty cop. Here you are, listener, standing on a street in front of a hotel, and a guy comes up, pulls a firearm on a mob of people. You are off center. He's not pointing the firearm at you. You have a firearm. There are people behind you. Maybe you have family there. You have to react. Rob, in this situation we just described, what would you recommend?
Well, the thing we have to remember whenever we look at these things is luck counts, but you can't count on luck. There's several moments where there's just technical errors, and it looks like, again, let's table the idea that she's a cop. If this is a personal offense situation, there's just some big mistakes that are made. First thing she does when she goes to shoot the guy, she sticks her gun basically, I mean, well within arm's reach of him,
right,
at full extension to her, right into his chest. Now, some people would say, well, that's going to make sure she doesn't miss bystanders, whatever. There's a woman and a child right behind the guy. So there's always that risk that the bullet's going to go through the guy. And if you look at the screenshot, I'm going to put some screenshots on my social media pages so people can see this. They're directly in line of her when she fires her first shot at full extension, where that guy, I mean, this is the home of you know, the Gracie family, right? Brazilian jiu-jitsu. This is well within reach of him being able to grab the gun, knock the gun offline, grab her. That's technical error. So keep the gun at retention, or if you can move offline like she was in the first place, move yourself to beyond two arms reach and then get to your fully extended shooting position. If you don't feel like you can make the hit that way, keeping that gun in close beside your body where it can't get taken away or knocked offline would be the first thing. Second thing is, your job isn't to secure the evidence. Your job is certainly not to secure the bad guy. So moving in towards the bad guy is after the guy's down and he is putting his hands up in front of his head and saying, hey, I'm surrender, I'm done. Sure. Could he be faking it? Could he have another gun, you know, tucked in his shirt? Sure. Could he have a gun near his waistband? Absolutely. Could he roll over and reach for the gun on the ground? Yes. But guess what? You have the position of advantage. You have your gun, hopefully in the ready position. You've just proven that you'll use it. You've used it effectively to physically get the guy down on the ground. You don't need to endanger yourself or potentially others by getting within arm's reach. And when she does that, she almost gets run over by a car because right, she moves out into the street. Then she ends up going around the guy, and when she steps on the guy and kind of tries to kick him over, roll him over with her foot, at one point there's another screenshot moment where he reaches back and his hand is actually behind her heel. So if anybody, if any wrestlers out there know what a heel hook is, he's right there behind her heel with his hand, and she's got the gun in a very sloppy, awkward position. And I got to tell you, it's grainy footage, but it sure looks like her finger's on the trigger almost the entire time, if not all the time. And it's that extended ready position with your finger on the trigger. That's what leads to shots being fired when they don't need to be, especially if you get yourself into a wrestling match, right, endangering other people around you.
And she also turns away from him while the gun is pointed down there, while his hand is in that position. So, yeah, there's technicalities here. And I know Monday Morning Quarterback, and a lot of people are going, oh, man, you guys are nitpicking. No, we're not. No, we're not. We do this for a reason, because these are teachable moments. This is the education part of the program. This is what Rob does. And these are just prime examples of what we can learn from. Of course, we put ourselves in that woman's shoes at that moment in time. Now, I tell you, the scariest part of this video before I move on to the book is the woman and child behind
the man with the gun. She points the gun directly at him, fires right at his chest. That young girl is directly behind him with her mother, directly behind him. So, you know, there's always that threat as well. So I don't know if you wanted to comment on that one time before you go, but that was absolutely frightening.
Yeah, it's really, you know, it's not as much about criticizing her, right? I'll buy her a beer, give her a high five, give her a plaque for stopping the bad guy. But we, the responsibly armed gun community, need to learn the lessons we can and not think, because how many thousands of people are seeing that today, giving it a like or a thumbs up or a heart, right, and thinking, oh, there's an example of a hero. If I did exactly the same thing, tens of thousands of gun owners would tell me I was awesome. Well, there's some things here that aren't awesome. You could be better than her, and that's how we all get better as an armed, a responsibly armed community, is learning these lessons that other people go through these events with video. We've been doing it for almost 30 years now with lots of dash camera videos and lots of surveillance videos, and it's really an important and easy way to not make these mistakes.
Videos and books. That's what it's all about. That's why we write them. That's why we talk about them on the radio program. She's definitely a champ for what she did. She's got big stones. Loved watching the video. It's fun to look at it and learn from it. Okay, let's go to your new book. Tell us about it. It's out. You got about 3.5 minutes. Take it away.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's Defensive Shooting Fundamentals Level 1. Level 2 comes out next month. We're just a few weeks away from its release. This is all part of the big project that ICE Training Company and the United States Concealed Carry Association announced last year in 2017, that we are going to be coming out with the latest, greatest evolution of the intuitive defensive shooting programs that I've been certifying people to teach for 15 years now. Formally for about 12 years since we started doing the instructor development courses for people that weren't working with me. And since the Valhalla Training Center opened in 2003, we've evolved a lot. You know, my first book, Combat Focused Shooting, 2006 is when that was written, after our first open enrollment instructor development courses kind of necessitated writing all this stuff down and having a core curriculum. And we've refreshed and updated and evolved the curriculum many times over the last decade with the help of our entire instructor team. And now our team is blending in with the United States Concealed Carry Association instructor team, and we're launching these two live fire programs. So Defensive Shooting Fundamentals Level 1, Training Your Mind and Body to Respond, that's available at the USCCA online store. It's the only place it's available right now. We're going to be getting it out through the instructor team and a whole bunch of other venues relatively soon. Those people who attended the USCCA Expo, that's where the book was released. I had got some out at some signing opportunities at the NRA convention also last week. So it's starting to get out there. We've been getting great feedback. If people are used to any of the other 8 books I've published over the years, this one has lots and lots of pictures, great diagrams. The content development team at USCCA at Delta Defense is just amazing. They've been great to work with, and it really, I'm super proud of it. It's the best presentation of the best evolution of this information that we've ever done, and I'm just super proud to have it out
there.
And, looking forward.
That's a big statement, Rob, coming from you. It's the biggest that you've ever done. That's a hell of a statement for you to make, because everything that you touch out there picks up a lot of steam, you know? The content team there is great. Go ahead.
No, this is going to be big. I mean, the USCCA has about 1,500 instructors in the non-live fire program, the concealed carry handgun, concealed carry and home defense fundamentals course that they have a great package behind that. Of course, the book by Michael Martin that you and I are both very familiar with.
Right,
I contributed
right.
a lot to that book over the years. And this live fire program is the next step, and we hope to bring as many of those instructors as possible into the fold and obviously add a bunch of new ones.
All right, we're getting ready to take a break. We're going to have to cut you loose. Tell everybody where they can go to get it right now.
United States Concealed Carry Association's online store, and, of course, you can always go to icetraining.us or any of my social media, facebook.com/RobPincus or Instagram @PincusRob, and find the links, and also find some more information about that video we were talking about. I think it's important to think about and learn from. Thank you, Mark.
All right. Sounds good to me. Rob Pincus, thank you very much, brother. Appreciate it. Rob, we'll be talking to you soon. That was Rob Pincus, everybody. You can go get it in the USCCA online store. Just look up Rob Pincus. I'll be back with Austin Allgaier from Mantis X right after this. Moving right along. Armed American Radio listener, I've got an amazing opportunity for you to win an expensive new gun, but you have to act fast. The USCCA is giving my lucky listeners, that's you, five chances to win $1,000 to buy an expensive new Kimber Micro with extra ammo to go with it. It's their mission to train, protect, and ensure responsibly armed Americans just like you and just like me. And as a strong supporter of the Second Amendment, I'm also a proud member of the USCCA. You know that. I'm member number 32. Plus, they love giving away free guns. It's as simple as that. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to lock in your five free chances to win right now. That's it, and it's completely free. Don't miss your chance to win $1,000 for your very own Kimber and all the ammo you need. These are some of the finest handguns out there, and they include laser grips, but they are gone on the 25th, so you have to hurry, or you're going to miss out. Simply go to armedandresponsible.com right now for your five chances to win. You can enter in seconds. It's 100% free, but ends soon. Head over to armedandresponsible.com to enter before it's too late. That's armedandresponsible.com.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
You value your constitutional freedoms and liberties in all their forms. Like your Second Amendment rights, did you know the Constitution protects gold and silver as well? That's because financial freedom only is possible if you can actually conduct business with a trusted medium of exchange. For over 45 years, McIlvaney ICA has helped investors take a strategic approach to portfolio design, maximizing and safeguarding your assets, even during a financial crisis. What sets us apart is we advise you. Your precious metals portfolio is managed to help you achieve your financial goals through delivery, storage, or retirement accounts. To receive our free summary on safeguarding your financial freedom with physical precious metals, even if you already own them, call us at 800-525-9556, or you can receive this free report online by going to ica.gold. That's ICA.gold, or call us at 800-525-9556.
Hey, it's Mark. You know, I'm a firm believer in fate. You know that about me, right? Things happen for a reason. I believe that. Back to that in a second. Like most Americans, I have trouble sleeping, and the pillow always seemed to be one of the root causes. I got tired of a flat pillow, and I got tired of waking up with headaches at all hours of the night. So I tried the MyPillow, and guess what? It works. And here's where fate comes in. Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, was a recent guest on this show talking about freedom. Mike found out I'm a 2-year customer of his and has offered you a huge deal on his amazing product. You're going to get a 10-year warranty on a pillow that won't go flat, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and their machine wash and dryable. To get 50% discount off of a 4-pack of pillows, go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener special, or call 800-544-8939 and use promo code AAR to get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. 800-544-8939 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code AAR. Now you can sleep tight.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Filling your prescription for freedom. Here's the host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Okay, like I said, it's nearly the end of the line. $1,000 to buy your dream gun, the Kimber Micro. That's with the laser grips and the extra ammo coming to you from the USCCA. Five of you are going to take home $1,000 to buy that gun, get the ammo, the Kimber Micro with the laser grips. It's a Kimber Micro, can I tell you? It's beautiful. All right. ArmedandResponsible.com, lock in the five free chances. Once you register, it's already five chances because they're giving away five checks. It could be you. I got an email, like I said in the other segment, I got an email from somebody 2 days ago that won the Gun A Day giveaway, which was a beautiful thing, and I loved it. It was always fun to get those. I've gotten more than one of those, by the way. So it's real. You can win it, and I'd love to hear from you if you do. MarketArmedAmericanRadio.org. This thing ends next Friday on the 25th. It's done. So don't sleep on it, all right? ArmedAndResponsible.com. All right, I got to tell you. You ever heard of the Mantis X? You have if you listen to me on the daytime show in particular. But it's a device that you attach to the accessory rail of any firearm, just like you would a laser or a light. It works with live fire. It works with dry fire, airsoft, CO2 guns. You install the smartphone application, the app, and you turn on the Mantis X device. You pair the device via the Bluetooth to your phone. Evaluate the shooting performance because this thing now starts collecting all the data and allows you to evaluate the shooting performance, identify areas of improvement, and track your progress over time. And it does this by tracking direction and magnitude, shot-by-shot analysis, and detailed trace. Let's go to Austin Allgaier. Austin, welcome to the program. You're from Mantis. This thing is crazy cool, man.
Thanks for having me on, Mark. Pleasure to be here.
Sure. Let me tell you a real life. Let me put it in real life for you. I had just recently got, well, a few weeks back, going back a couple months now, time flies, you know how that is, picked up my Glock 19X, which all you haters out there, I love my Glock 19X. I'll take all the heat in the world from you. Love the 19X. Love the grip. Love it all. Haters, love it all. And I'm not a Glock fanboy either. I just love this gun. It fits me perfect, so take that. So I'm out at the range. I got about 300 rounds I'm putting through the gun. And the first thing I noticed is I was shooting directly below the X at about 15 feet, dead center but low. Okay? I was able to adjust, get myself back up where I needed to be, and I was thinking it might be the 19 rail being just a little bit shorter because I'm used to carrying a 17. That could certainly account for that. I got home after putting about 300 rounds through it, and that's when I was like, oh, man, I should have hooked up the Mantis. I didn't take it with me. So I hooked it up at home. As I got to practicing with it, Austin, the same exact thing on the shot-by-shot analysis on the detailed trace was showing dead center low. And I was able to use that and adjust up on that. So it tells me there's consistency there. And I instantly knew, wow, this thing's the bomb. I love it because I just saw that in real life. Now what I need to do is pair it up together, and I haven't had a chance to do it yet. Take it away.
Sounds good. Well, what you just discovered, obviously, is that you could have found out your deficiency and fixed it without blowing through 300 rounds of ammo, right?
That's right. That's why I would have done that anyway, just for fun. But you're absolutely correct. It would have saved me some learning experience. That's right.
And you're entitled to partake of recoil therapy as often as you want to. but Mantis X was really created for the sole purpose of helping people train more efficiently, more effectively than they could before. I mean, like you know, and like all of us know that are responsibly armed Americans that carry on a regular basis, shooting is one of the most perishable skills out there.
Right.
Yep. It's not like riding a bike. It's not like something where you pick it up, you know, and you do it once or twice a year and you're at the same level that you were before. It's something you got to be doing regularly, all the time, in order to maintain that proficiency. And frankly speaking, I think that's why a lot of my friends and people that I know that have concealed carry permits don't carry in the first place is because they fall out of proficiency, mm-hmm. fall out of confidence that, yes, if I'm aiming at something, I can actually hit what I'm intending to aim at. So that's really what Mantis is designed for. It's the way that you can dry fire practice at home without spending money at the range, or it makes your range sessions even more effective by giving you real-time feedback that's data-driven, completely objective, not subjective at all, but really bears wide open what your deficiencies are, but also tells you how to fix it. So it's not just your harshest critic, but it's also your greatest cheerleader telling you, here's how you can do it better, and here's what you can do to fix it, and it's going to track that improvement and show you how much you've improved.
The detailed trace portion of this, because I covered three, it detects direction and magnitude. It tracks the movement of your handgun's barrel during the trigger pull.
Yep.
So the shots are grouped according to the movement pattern similarity. Can you describe that real quick?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're really talking about kind of, I mean, this is space-age type technology in this little tiny package. It's a computer that you're putting on your gun. It's collecting thousands of data points a second, analyzing every little movement that you make. You raved about Mantis X, and
right.
Most people do. The few naysayers complain that it's too nitpicky, that it's too sensitive. And I'm sorry, but we're in this to always be getting better. And if it tells us, always gives us pats on the back and says, you're doing a great job, then we're not going to improve. So it is nitpicky, collects thousands of data points a second, it analyzes everything that you're doing, and then it draws a pretty trace so you can actually see, mm-hmm. here's what's actually happening right before, during, and after the shot. And so much happens in that snapshot of time that our eyes can't pick up on. You know, we might have felt, yeah, I pulled it to the right, but did we actually pull it to the right? Well, let's look at the data and see what the data tells us.
Right. You know, and the data is right there. Let me go to the detailed trace on this because I love this. I think that's the most important part of this. Maybe you, but first, to go to the naysayers, don't worry about the naysayers. There's naysayers, you know, there's naysayers out there that don't like peanut butter, okay? you can't please everybody. You know, the best thing I can tell you is that this thing, real quick, the price, let's tell people where to get it. It's Mantis X, MantisX.com. And I believe you have an AAR promo code for us, don't you?
We do.
What's the promo code?
All right, it's AAR. That simple, that easy.
AAR. And what's the percentage that they get off on this?
You can get 10% off with that discount code.
Okay, 10% off. And the unit retails for $149. You can get it at MantisX.com. Let's go to the detailed trace. I think this is the most useful of the three breakdowns that this thing gives you, because you have three different colors on what appears to be a target. You have blue, which is your hold. That's your sighting. And basically, I can say that that's going to show you your muzzle float prior to the trigger pull and the shot breaking, right?
Exactly right.
Okay. You know, a lot of people, Kathy Jackson wrote about it in our first book, and she talks about the muzzle float. And you can't, it's natural. It's part of you. Your body is moving. It's alive. It's breathing. Your veins are pumping blood. There's going to be muzzle float. This shows you how to control some of it, to take what's inevitable and natural and try to gain some control on that. You can see it graphically right there. Now, you also got the yellow, which is the trigger pull. So this is right when the, you know, as you're pulling the trigger, your muzzle's doing what?
All sorts of things, right? So and that's the easy part about shooting a gun, is aiming. When you squeeze that trigger, the bullet goes somewhere else other than where you intended most of the time, right? And the goal is to get those things to line up 100%.
And so, that's where you're going to see it on the red. At the exact moment that shot breaks, you're going to see the recoil pattern. So you've got your muzzle float, you've got your trigger pull, and then you've got the break, all of it in three different color codes that shows you where everything is. I told you, Austin, time flies on the radio, man. I'm going to have to let you go for now, but I want to bring you to the daytime show this week, if that's okay.
Well, we're happy to join you. Thanks for the time, Mark.
You got it, brother. What a great product. MantisX.com. AAR is the promo code. Take 10% off. This thing is going to help you in ways you've never thought possible. It's just flat out cool. It is, and it works. I've seen it and used it myself. All right. AWR Hawkins coming back in the next hour from Breitbart News. He's got so much to talk to us about, I can promise you we're not going to get to it all, but we'll pick and choose the best of everything he's written all week. Until we meet in the next hour, remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Never give them the other side, the benefit of the doubt. They're wrong, you're right. Enjoy the rest of this hour, and I'll see you at the top of the next one.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hi, it's Mark. You've probably heard me mention the USCCA recently, right? I do it all the time. Of course, they're the best. Well, today I'm going to tell you about what happened to one of their members and how the USCCA stepped in to help. Buddy Shepard is a veteran, a former police officer, and he's a father. But one day, the screwed-up legal system turned on him. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend threatened to hurt Buddy's family and showed up on his doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested Buddy. He faced years in jail and an expensive legal battle he couldn't afford. So Buddy called the USCCA. He got the help and money he needed to beat the charges against him and go home. So ask yourself, what if this happened to you tomorrow? Shouldn't someone have your back too? That's why I want you to go to usccaonair.com today to learn how the USCCA can help protect you. Because you need to have a plan. Again, that's usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. Go there. That's usccaonair.com. And I'll see you on the radio.